In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. Welcome back to the 1960s. Put on your Beatle boots and burn some incense, because we have a great show in store for you. I'd like to dedicate my first song to my loving wife who is sitting next to me.
Oh, aren't you sweet?
Ain't I, though?
Either you want something or you're really screwed up.
No, 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 no.
No?
No.
No? Okay. We'll see.
My first offering for you today is a song by the Jimi Hendrix Experience.
Your favorite. Oh, no.
Your favorite.
Oh, my God, no.
Yes, it first appeared on their 1967 debut album, Are You Experienced?, and was later issued as their third single in the U.S. It is one of Hendrix's best-known songs, and Rolling Stone magazine placed the song at number 153 on its list of 500 greatest songs of all time. How about that?
Okay, whatever.
And this one's dedicated to you, sweetie.
Oh, aren't I lucky?
Here's Foxy Lady. Doesn't get much better than that, does it, Poopsie?
My head's splitting. I told you I had a headache when we came into the studio. And then you play Jimi Hendrix, of all people. You know how I do not like Hendrix.
It's for you, my foxy lady.
No, you really did screw up royally this time with that song.
Anyway, moving on.
He doesn't care that my head is splitting and my ears are bleeding.
Anyway, did you know that in 1964, Jimmy Hoffa, who was a president of the Teamsters Union, is sentenced to 8 years for jury tampering? He was convicted on 2 counts of jury tampering, which he committed during a 1962 case that charged him with extorting $1 million union payoff from a trucking company. No.
Really?
I personally believe that fell off the truck.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And not to be outdone by my poopsie, my first song will be dedicated to him since he's so sweet.
Aww.
Not really. You really got me this time with Jimi Hendrix.
That's another song. You really got me. That's another song.
Oh, God. My song today was recorded in the mid-1950s by the Cadillacs, and then Millie Small's version was recorded in 1964 and came in number 2 in the U.S. and sold over 6 million records worldwide. The Cadillac song was spelled differently, putting a Y in the name, and Millie put an I in her title. Here's My Boy Lollipop.
My boy lollipop, you made my heart go giddy up. You are as sweet as can be. You're my sugar dandy. Welcome, my boy lollipop.
Fast.
For some reason, she just stops right there.
Boy, that was fast. My goodness.
She doesn't mess around. It's her boy lollipop.
I guess. Okay.
Did you know?
Well, thank you.
Back in 1964, Hasbro introduced the G.I. Joe doll.
No, I didn't know that.
Hey, Jim, did you have a G.I. Joe doll?
It was an action figure.
Oh.
It was not a doll.
Excuse me.
It was an action figure.
An action figure.
Correct. Big difference.
I don't think so.
One's
a dolly.
One's a doll and one's an action figure.
Okay.
Totally different.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by
G.I. Joe, G.I. Joe, fighting man from head to toe, on the land, on the sea, in the air.
G.I. Joe attack! Boom, boom! G.I. Joe, take this!
Terrific equipment to have a battle with. When you get G.I. Joe and the authentic G.I. Joe equipment, you'll have the greatest realism, the greatest fun you ever had in playing soldier. Box after box of authentic uniforms and equipment so you can change your G.I. Joe soldier into a camouflage marine ready for battle, a Navy frogman with complete scuba suit and inflatable life raft, an Air Force pilot with high-altitude helmet and air vest, Get G.I. Joe and get G.I. Joe equipment so you can set up exciting battle action whenever you want. Remember, only G.I. Joe is G.I. Joe.
Did you know that my brother had a G.I. Joe doll? And he didn't say it was an action figurine like you said. He said, Nance, go get my G.I. Joe doll.
It's an action figure.
Well, he had a G.I. Joe doll, and my Barbie doll ran away with him and broke my Ken doll's heart.
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, you are listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 FM on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the Wayback Machine to the year...
1964. Congress enacts the Civil Rights Legislation. Listen to this important news footage from the Associated Press.
Congress passes the most sweeping civil rights bill ever to be written into the law, and thus reaffirms the conception of equality for all men that began with Lincoln and the Civil War 100 years ago. 5 hours after the House passes the measure, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 is signed at the White House by President Johnson.
We must not approach the observance and enforcement of this law in a vengeful spirit. Its purpose is not to punish. Its purpose is not to divide, but to end divisions, divisions which have lasted all too long. This Civil Rights Act is a challenge to all of us to go to work in our communities and our states, in our homes and in our hearts, to eliminate the last vestiges of injustice in our beloved country.
And that's what happened way back when.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Mutex, the all-new 5-cup cross your udder bra for full-figured cows.
I can't believe Gary Owen actually did that one.
I liked it. It's cute.
Oh, hello, dear. I love you.
Well, hello. I love you, too. Our anniversary.
Yes, it was.
So is that why you're being mushy-mushy to me?
Exactly.
Aw.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, now that that's over with.
Oh, you're so romantic.
Ain't I, though? We went out to this restaurant for anniversary, and they had candles on a table for us because they knew it was our anniversary, and they put these little rose petals all over the table, and I'm walking up, I'm asking the waiter, you mind cleaning up that table first before we sit down?
I know, you're so romantic. It was pretty.
Yes. My next pick is a hit song by The Doors from their 1968 album, Waiting for the Sun. It was released as a single that same year, reaching number one in the U.S. and selling over 1 million copies in the U.S. alone.
Wow. And that's psychedelic?
Uh-huh. In Canada, it hit number one as well. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's Canada, eh?
And the single also became the band's first big hit in the United Kingdom. Uh-huh.
I could have gotten all that information from my songs, too, but I just do the U.S. because I don't have to sit there and prove anything. They always are up on the charts.
This was a worldwide hit.
Good for you.
Listen and enjoy. Hello, I love you.
I love you, too, love.
Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. She's walking down the street, blind to every eye she meets.
Do you think you'll be the guy to make the queen of the angels sigh? Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. She holds her head so high, like a statue in the sky. Her arms are wicked and her legs are long. When she moves, my brain screams out this song. Sidewalk crouches at her feet, like a dog that begs for something sweet. Do you hope to make her see you fall? Do you hope to lock this dusky jewel? Hello! 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 I want to hello. I need my baby.
That song.
See, you're that, finally coming around.
No, that song was popular back then.
All my songs were popular
no,
back
no,
then.
No, no, no.
Oh.
No, that was a good song.
Well, I think for next show, I'm going to have to dig a little deeper into my bag.
No, psychedelic
goodness.
You dug it deep enough when you got Jimi Hendrix this week. I'm exhausted right now. We just drove all the way from the Dells. From a long weekend for our anniversary.
Uh-huh.
I'm so tired. And I like that song and I can't bop.
Just dance to those voices in your head like I do.
I don't have voices in my head.
You don't?
No.
Oh, never mind.
Well, since you're just too nice to me today, there's something cooking. But
I'm always nice to you, dear.
Wait until my boyfriend finds out.
What?
Wait until my boyfriend finds out. By the way, my next song is...
We tie this all together.
We do. It was a hit in 1963 for the Angels, an American girl group. The single spent 3 weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart.
Big deal.
And the inspiration for the song was when co-writer Bob Feldman overheard a conversation between a high school girl and the boy she was rebuffing. Billboard named the song number 24 on their list of 100 greatest girl groups of all time.
Big whip.
Here's my boyfriend's back.
He went away and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey, he knows I wasn't cheating. Now you're gonna get a beat.
In 1964, Jim Ryan, at age 17, runs a 3-minute, 50-second mile. I think my boyfriend beat that record after he saw how big you were, Jim.
You've got a boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
You're evil. Which leads me to my last song for today.
Oh.
You know, we're professionals.
We tie everything in.
Yes, we're professionals. It is a song written and recorded by the Minneapolis-based band Crow that appeared on their 1969 album, Crow Music. Catchy title, huh?
But does it go, caw, caw, caw?
There was a lot of that on there, yeah.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah. It reached number 19 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. Uh-huh.
Wow.
And they also dedicate this song to my wife. Here is... Evil Woman.
Oh.
I see the look of evil in your eyes. You've been filling me up full of lies. Tomorrow will not change your shameful deed. Someone else's fertile seed. Evil woman, don't play your games with me. Evil woman, don't play your games with me. Now I know just what you're looking for. You want me to claim this child you bore. But I know that it will see not me. And you know just how it's got to be.
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.